It's an important year for Warner Brothers, the film and entertainment studio that introduced the Looney Tunes characters to the world and produced some of the greatest films of all time, including the Harry Potter and the Matrix series. Founded on the 4th of April, 1923 in Hollywood, California, this year the studio is celebrating its 100th anniversary with an epic lineup of events. Warner Brothers was founded by four brothers, Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack Warner. The siblings began their careers by traveling through Ohio and Pennsylvania, showing movies to people. They then began acquiring movie theaters and moved on to work in film distribution and in production of their own films. In 1918, they relocated to California, making history just 5 years later by founding Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated, better known as Warner Brothers, and often abbreviated to WB. Warner Brothers was a pioneer in the use of synchronized sounds in films and in what were known as talkies, films with sound as opposed to silent films. Today, the studio is a subsidiary of the American multinational mass media and entertainment conglomerate Warner Brothers Discovery. Based in Burbank, California, this is one of the big five American film studios. It distributes hundreds of films a year and commands up to 85% of U.S. box office revenue. To celebrate its 100th anniversary, Warner Brothers has announced a campaign called Celebrating Every Story. Throughout 2023, the studio will show a selection of material from its immense library, which has more than 145,000 hours of programming. It will also organize special events across the world, including a series of concerts under the name Candlelight that will be held in Los Angeles, New York, London, and other major cities. The concerts will feature music from the studio's most iconic productions. Commenting on the anniversary, Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav promised that the studio will continue to make films and TV shows that entertain, inform, and inspire for another 100 years.